Welcome to another episode of Feathercast. My name is Rich Bowen, and today I'm speaking with Kevin McGrail. Can you tell us what your title is at Apache?
I am the VP of Fundraising.
Apache is a 501c3. We're supported by sponsors. What do sponsors get out of sponsoring the Apache Software Foundation?
So that's a good question. I mean, the first thing that most sponsors ask is, what can they get out of it? And we are 501c3, which in the United States means that we are a charity. So we're a nonprofit organization. We don't pay any taxes. But additionally, the monies that we get from our sponsors are tax deductible. And that puts us in a different area of sponsorship than many other open source organizations. Because of that, we rely 100% on our sponsors. Most of our events are run at a loss because it's part of our mission just to provide education and to promote open source software in the world at no charge. So a lot of things they do get out of it. I mean, the first thing, of course, they get is the warm and fuzzy that they've sponsored software. Some people don't know how large the Apache Software Foundation is. They think of it as just Apache HTTPD, and that's all they envision as Apache, and that's the grandfather of all our projects. But we have over 350 projects at Apache. You can go to projects.apache.org and see a complete list. But basically, you know, what they get out of it is quite a bit. You can start with the more mundane benefits. You know, they're listed on our website as a thank you. That's a big thing. You know, they get a sponsor badge to list on their website. Larger sponsors can do press releases and joint press releases as well, quotes for their press releases. Those are, you know, the kind of the tangible things. But beyond that, you know, the quid pro quo, like the direct what do you get for the sponsorship, is fairly low. But at this foundation, you know, we've produced software that's changed the world. 80% of the websites in the world are powered by Apache software. Every smartphone in the world is powered by Apache software. Every plane in US airspace is tracked with Apache software. You know, these type of things are very tangible uses of it, but why would a company sponsor it? Probably the key answers that I've heard from sponsors that really like, obviously, you know, events and education, you get recognition, which we talked about. But three of the big ones that I really like, risk management, you're able to control your destiny. And Bloomberg actually has a great quote that I like, which is, you know, they used a commercial software that I can't mention by name, but the commercial software, they outgrew the ability of what the software could do. When that occurred, they were stuck. You know, they couldn't continue running what they needed to do. They were able to turn to open source software. They were able to extend that open source software to do what they needed to do. And with open source software, there's no end of life. There's no EOL. And that's an important risk management to many large companies. And probably the biggest thing that sponsors get when they become part of our community, because that's the big thing we do at the foundation, is we try and build communities. We have a phrase that's, you know, communities over code. So we're trying to put forth a community that can develop this world-changing software. And because of that, we get world-class talent. And so a lot of sponsors look for it for talent acquisition, people that they can bring in, solve their needs. They can give back to the community by, you know, cash that actually keeps our foundation going, or employees that they hire that work on the code and commit code to our repositories, or even things, you know, we have things called targeted sponsors that help out with specific things for a specific use, legal, press, travel assistance, you know, many other things. You can email fundraising@apache.org if you have something you'd like to run past us and see if we can make it happen.
I will, of course, link to the list of the current sponsors of the foundation. If you look down in the description below this video, you'll see that list. If you're listening on feathercast.apache.org, you'll see it in the associated blog post. If an organization wants to sponsor the foundation, you've already said they need to email the fundraising list. What are the general outlines of fundraising opportunities?
Our basic sponsorship program starts at the bronze level, goes bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. Goes from $6,000 annually to $125,000 annually. We have many sponsors that choose to do multi-year commits, and we also have sponsors that give what we call targeted sponsorships that we mentioned, that do in-kind services. So they donate things that we need, things that specific project management committees. So each of those projects that we talked about, or most of them, have a committee that runs them. And if they have a specific need, we don't run with a top-down approach. We run with a bottom-up approach. So if a PMC contacts us and says, we need XYZ thing, and we have a sponsor that can provide XYZ thing, we try and pair it together to make it happen. Some examples of that, a recently Subversion Hackathon, they wanted to have one. Sponsor wanted to make it happen. They were able to contact a hotel and take care of that and some Red Bull and pizza so people could stay up for ungodly amounts of hours and have a nice hackathon for Subversion. It can start with just simply cash, but it can go into other avenues as well.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.